This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Ethiopian Airlines has grounded all of its Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. This comes after 157 people were killed after one of the airline's planes went down just after takeoff from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The airline has grounded the fleet, it says, as an extra safety precaution following the devastating crash in which 157 people were killed, although it isn't yet known what caused the loss of the new plane in clear weather outside Addis Ababa on Sunday. The airline says its remaining four 737 MAX 8s won't fly until further notice. Some other groups around the world appear to be deciding to do the same. China's Civilian Aviation Authority has ordered all Chinese airlines to temporarily ground their MAX 8s, and Caribbean carrier Cayman Airways says it's temporarily grounding the two it operates. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The flight was on its way to Nairobi, Kenya. Citizens from at least 35 countries were on the plane, including 19 United Nations workers. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fighting the Islamic State group says they've made limited advances as of Monday. This is the Syrian Democratic Forces' latest push on the last remaining area held by the extremists in Syria. SDF says there were still IS militants in the besieged village of Baghouz on Monday, mainly hiding in underground tunnels. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani was in Baghdad on Monday. This is the first official visit to the nation that Tehran once fought a bloody war against and later backed in the battle with the Islamic State group. With the militants facing a final territorial defeat in the Syrian village of Baghouz, Iran is looking for Iraq's continued support as it faces pressure from President Donald Trump. This is VOA News. An Indonesian woman held in Malaysia since 2017 on suspicions of assassinating the North Korean leader's half-brother was released from detention on Monday. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
A Malaysian court has dropped murder charges against Siti Aisyah, one of the women accused of killing Kim Jong-un's half-brother. The 26-year-old Indonesian was released from custody Monday morning after prosecutors told the court they'd been instructed to withdraw charges, though they wouldn't say why. She, along with 30-year-old Vietnamese Duan Thi Huong, had both been suspects in the poisoning of Kim Jong-nam, the estranged brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. They were accused of smearing the toxic nerve agent VX on his face as he waited to board a flight at a Malaysian airport in February 2017.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. The two women claim they were tricked by North Korean agents and that they were playing a prank for a TV show. President Trump will release his third budget proposal on Monday. He plans to seek another $8.6 billion for border wall funding on the U.S.-Mexico line, according to White House officials. The new request would be on top of the nearly $7 billion Trump has ordered to be used for a border wall under his state emergency declaration. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox Television Sunday the proposal could trigger a budget fight.
I suppose there will be. I would just say that the whole issue of the wall and border security is of paramount importance.
Opposition leaders Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a joint statement they hoped the president had learned his lesson from the 35-day government shutdown caused partly by Congress's refusal in December to pay $5 billion toward that border wall. Algeria's president returned to Algeria on Sunday after 2 weeks in a Swiss hospital. Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reports.
Abdelaziz Bouteflika lands amid mass protests that pose a significant threat to his 20-year rule. Algerians of all social classes have staged mass protests over the past 3 weeks against Bouteflika's decision to stand in April's election. The ruling FLN party has urged all sides to work together to end the political crisis. But there are no signs Algerians are prepared to heed that call after rejecting Bouteflika's offer to limit his term after the election. And in the clearest indication yet that the country's generals sympathize with the protesters, the chief of staff has said the military and the people had a united vision of the future with.
That was Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reporting. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.